And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Sam, welcome back.
Kia ora.
Kia ora indeed. What an afternoon, and you brought a couple of tropical little umbrellas and whatnot. We've already got some shots poured.
We're going to get festive on it, you know? We're going to get a little... keep it tropical, keep it summery.
It's someone celebrating something. We're celebrating Cocktail Corner, eh, John?
Sam, yeah, can I just say, the ingredients that are on the deck, I'm very excited for this cocktail. All my favourite ingredients are here. We've got some mandarin, we've got some raspberry.
Is it, what's this?
Is this nectar or...
That you've got is the Fentimans mandarin and Savoy orange.
Orange jigger. Okay.
She's a tasty number, and it's going to be used as our mixer today.
It says it's exquisitely crafted. So.
And to
they don't lie.
To top it all off, this is going to be. It looks like it's going to be a really easy drink. It's just built in a glass.
We're keeping it simple. We're keeping it ready for everyone out there to kind of go back and mimic.
Mint. Mm. Got Southern Comfort, the original Southern Comfort. No flashy spices added. Just whatever was added in the first place.
Just the OG today.
When old mate made it back in the day. And what is it? Is there a gin over there as well?
So what we've got is as you said, the Southern Comfort original. We've got some sloe gin today. We've got the Rute Distillery gin, which is sloe gin is just made with infusing sloe berries in. Okay. And we've also got the De Kuyper Amaretto.
Ooh, I don't amaretto very often. John, how often do I amaretto? Not very often, I don't think.
I haven't amarettoed in a long time. I do.
Kind of looks like it looks like
maybe once every like 4 years.
Looks like something you'd sip in the pyramids or something. It's got a nice golden colour.
It's definitely one of those things that you used to make rocket fuel out of your parents' liquor cabinet.
Okie dokie. John gives a whiff after
it's
you.
It's kind
actually.
Of. It smells almost licorice-y, but it's actually an almond or a cherry. But
I think it's past John.
Some marzipan.
No, I think it's past John boy. Whoa! Wow! It's lovely. It's lovely to smell. You could spill this and not be too gutted, I don't think. Maybe we should just sprinkle a little bit around the studio.
It's the perfect accompaniment.
It smells nice. It's good. It smells really nice.
So really, it comes...
Do you feel like you're just coming in for Cocktail Corner domination with this drink? I feel like you've...
There's some lovely flavors.
I think some of my colleagues might be disagreeing with that one, you know?
Okay.
The nitro gun kind of tops it, I think.
All right.
But this drink's called the Alabama Slammer.
Nice one, classic.
It's very, very common. And
I've heard of this drink.
Very common in New Orleans, as you probably know. You can drink basically anywhere throughout the city, and so you know it's the New Orleans, the southern version of the Long Island iced tea, I should say. Nice. Booze, and a little bit more booze. So to start off with, we've basically got 30 mils of Southern Comfort Original.
Straight over the ice.
Straight over the ice. Tall glass is usually the best to use for this as well. We then got another 30 mils of the sloe gin.
This is some gin that's got a little bit of colour to it, doesn't it? It's kind of a nice brown red.
A little bit of an amber tinge.
Is sloe gin sort of a new addition to the gin scene, or has it been around for a while?
It's been around for a while. More and more gin brands are actually making it now, and kind of it's very trendy at the moment.
Does it just take longer to make it? Is that what they're calling it? Because sloe gin, like gin in general, is made quite fast. Yeah, it doesn't take long to make gin.
Any clear spirit really is something you can make straight away. It doesn't have to have time in oak.
Right.
I suppose sloe gin has a little bit more time because you've got to have that sloe berry colour come through, and so you've got all of that kind of colour come seeping in from the berries as well.
Right.
Check out when Sam drops this amaretto into the glass, mate.
Okay, let me have a look then.
Have you done it?
No. Just purposely stalling now. Here we go. Oh, shit.
Look at it go.
See what you mean. The syrup.
You see that viscous colour coming through.
It has a lava lamp quality.
And then once the three ingredients, we've just put the amaretto in the glass. You've got a...
It's yellow. Juice. In with the juice.
We top it up with a little bit of Fentimin, Savoy Orange and Mandarin, which... You can use orange juice, but, you know, we're being a little bit flash today.
Whatever you got lying around the house, or just this gnarly stuff. Are you smelling that as well?
Is Fentimans, like... So Fentimans are just sort of
A tart orange juice?
Flash
soft drink? Give us a sip on that, actually, John, is it?
I definitely call it a boutique soda. They use all natural sugars. There's no added cane sugar in them as well.
Does it taste like zing? That juice zing that you can get in the bakeries? Is that what it's called? Does it go, John? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what is that drink called?
I can't.
Oh, what's what? Hey, whoa! Ooh.
Now, sorry, what are you doing?
And now he's just getting a little bit crazy.
I can't actually put my finger on the taste of that drink. There's a lot going on in the fentanyl.
Oh, it's fizzy. I didn't see that coming. Shit.
It's got ginger in it.
Hey, shit.
We're like mere peasants and we're having this exquisite boutique.
Oh, it's got mandarin in it. Oh, mandarin, you little devil. What I like about mandarins is they're so random. They don't obey any rules. They're kind of like the cats of the fruit.
Or world. Like, oh, my skin's really easy to come off today. No,
they're
not
really
not
exactly. Today. Yeah. They're definitely not like cousin. Be delicious. Then it's like, oh, fuck, sometimes they're just not
so
good
many seeds. Oh,
it's so, so inconsistent, seeds. But you keep going back because mandarins are so mint. Go mandarins, baby.
I'm into that. So now, just to explain, we've got a beautiful orange drink in front of us with a little bit of raspberry grenadine on the bottom with a beautiful little umbrella to get us all tropical and in the mood.
Nice.
Now, to accompany our beverage today and keeping up with the spirit of the Alabama Slammer, very common in American culture now, especially watching the football, and if we're in the, and keeping with the South.
To order something on Amazon?
I know, right? What? I wasn't quite having it. We've got the Alabama Slammer in a shot form as well. So what we've done is nice. Basically you're putting all your heavy ingredients on the bottom. We've got the grenadine, we've got amaretto, we've got some Southern Comfort original, and then we've topped it off with a little bit of slow gin.
Brilliant.
Okay,
John,
so
you mind
do,
just
do
passing
it
over here.
Okay.
Well, cheers.
Do I have to cheers you?
Bless up, dog.
Spill it.
Bless up. Oh shit, my eye contact. All right.
Now for the facial expressions.
That's really easy to shot.
Oh, wow. It's delish.
It's one of those things, you know, you've got the other shots in a bar, you've got a jelly donut, you've got a, you know.
What's that at the bottom? Some kind of cherry syrup.
How strong is everything in that? What sort of horsepower are we talking?
Raspberry.
You've still got a little bit of kick in there, to be honest. So you've got Southern Comfort, which is, that's not the 40%, we've got the 35% today. We've got amaretto, which is 30 as well.
Some of the amaretto was in it.
And then we've got some 40% gin as well, okay. So...
Some of that raspberry stuff, give me some of that purple stuff.
Alright, so let's crack into these cocktails, by the way.
Yes.
So these three ingredients actually made a great shot, so... Sorry, and you in the bottom of the shot was the raspberry...
grenadine.
The text is saying raspberry amaretto with cranberry juice and a splash of lime, apparently. Just gets this texture just going.
Ooh. Fantastic drink right there.
There you go.
Also, again, refreshing. So what are our thoughts? What are our flavours coming through, guys?
Wow.
I'm definitely getting quite a lot of the amaretto in the cocktail, but I don't know if it's just because I've done a shot with amaretto in it.
This tastes like this type of drink that I get right when I got to Ibiza, kind of thing. First drink.
Ibiza?
Is that how you say it? Ibiza?
Yes. I just got to Ibiza and I'm ready to party.
Like drinking out of a coconut or a pineapple kind of vibe, or like a real big tiki glass.
It's nice and sweet and fruity.
Yeah, you're actually
right up my alley,
I am poolside in Ibiza.
Hard.
At least, you know, sort of one of those white houses.
You mean Ibiza?
Yeah.
No shirt on, you know, two glow sticks in each hand.
Definitely shirts off. Extra points for having an umbrella in it as well, Sam. Really appreciate that. You didn't need to do that, but you did. And I appreciate it.
Also the shot, I'm amazed how delicious the shot was.
It's the best kept secret, you know.
It's good.
Wow. Always come prepared.
I think that raspberry stuff was really nice, so.
Okay, so we've got rooty or rutty slow gin. But we've got
what?
Southern Comfort. I don't know, how
you
do you say that?
Rute.
We've got rooty.
Lean into it.
Rooty slow gin, we've got Southern Comfort original, we've got De Cooper amaretto, and a little bit key ingredient is the raspberry grenadine? Is
that what you're saying? Make it a bit tennis. You put that mandarin and orange juice jigger in there.
Got an orange tree outside, freshly squeezed orange juice, that just helps it all off.
And you've gone for the a built drink, built in a glass, no horsing around.
You know, sometimes you're just not here to fuck spiders.
I'm going to score high on this one.
Are we scoring? We haven't scored for a minute. I'd give this a 8.9 probably.
Yeah, you're definitely in the eights. 8.4 came to mind for me. It's good.
Oh, I appreciate that, guys. You know, I might have a few angry colleagues tomorrow, but you know.
Well, there was an extra shot as well. So.
Bang for buck.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. Happy 50th.
Thank you. Cheers, Southern Comfort, by the way. Let me just cheers right on the microphone here. Cheers. Take the pop sock off of that. You just cheers yourself.
No.
That's bumming me out. I gotta go.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.